All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Are You Not Kentertained? Today is October 24th, 2016, and this is episode 10. This is the second podcast of the day. Earlier, I talked with Eric about The Walking Dead, and now I am talking with his lovely wife, Melanie, about American Horror Story, because dudes like Walking Dead, chicks like American Horror Story, and I'm like in between. So, I should have just had you say hi, but instead I'm just going to be rude and say, I looked at the statistics for my blogs, and they were like dead even. It was really weird. Like, the numbers are very even between The Walking Dead and American Horror Story, so that's kind of interesting to me. It's just a weird thing how that works. Anyways, how are you doing today?
Good, and yourself?
This weekend has been hellish. I watched about 25 horror movies.
No, I can't. I give you a lot of credit because I feel like that stuff starts affecting your dreams. I don't like that.
That's a weird thing, because I've had this conversation with a couple people. It affects my dream, but not in the way that you think. My dreams are so boring and mundane because I think I'm getting so stimulated from the movies.
Okay.
That, like, I had a dream where I was sitting on an airplane. There was a person to my left and my right.
Sure.
I could see the seats ahead of me. Nobody talked to me. It was like a 3 minutes of just, like, the most just mind-numbing thing, or else I've gone grocery shopping. I've wandered the halls of buildings. Nothing, like, I don't talk to people. It's just, like, so mind-numbingly boring. I think it's because the horror movies are doing what they're supposed to be doing for me.
Goodness.
My brain's just like, we're just gonna chill the fuck out for a few minutes.
Oh, so, my God. Lucy.
I've come across I don't know how much of a horror fan you are, but I came across this movie called The Burning, made in 1981. And it's very Friday the 13th Hut-esque. Like, you know, you got the camp counselors.
Okay.
And you got the murderer and stuff. I don't know how the hell I never saw it, because it's right up my alley. I love that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I love, you know, the cheesy dialogue. It had Jason Alexander, George Costanza from Seinfeld.
Stop it.
And he had full head of hair.
Nowhere. That's fake. It's not really fake. He's been bald literally all his life. Like
I was shocked by it, and it was weird because the killer only used like these garden shears, which whatever. But there was that. There was George's full head of hair, Jason's, and there was a ton of nudity. And you sometimes forget, like, every once in a while now you see nudity, but it's almost tastefully done. In this case, it was like full on like 80s bush. I'm like
hysterical.
Oh Lord! Like it's
hysterical.
Just so that's what my week has been made up of, is stuff like this. With that being said,
yeah.
let's talk about American Horror Story.
Sure.
Let's talk about how we were on the right track from last week with the whole how are they going to do the characters? We were right, kind of there.
Yes, I couldn't believe like how actually close we came to the actual like episode. I couldn't actually believe how close we came to it. I was really like, my far-fetched, ridiculous idea was that it was this documentary crew that followed like all these supernatural things. I am surprisingly pleased, like, with the direction that it took. I'm not a big brother watcher, that's not my thing, but I do like the real world and like that stuff, so that's where it's, you know, that's the original Big Brother, really, the real world.
Is it real world still a thing?
I think it's like the road rules, like more competition things, more than
last thing I remember was season 3. Like, that's as far as I really think I watched.
I don't know. No, I don't think it's as big as a thing, but I think when it started, it was so groundbreaking, and now it's, you know, moved into, like, the Big Brother, and now it's all the, like, reality shows, like, the therapy shows that, like, go into the house, and, like videotape all the parts of it, so, but Big Brother is huge right now. Like, everyone's talking about Big Brother. I don't watch it, but I know enough about it because everyone talks about it. So they really, like, hit the nail on the head with that one, with doing it that way with, you know, the cameras everywhere and whatever. But, yeah, I was very surprised that we were correct. I honestly was very surprised.
I'm happier, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I'm happier that they're doing it this way than I found footage. I love found footage. This month in particular, I hate found footage by and large, so I don't think we're not going to get found footage until, like, maybe the very end. Like, get some found footage. Like, right now, I'm okay. I can see where I might dislike it. It really, I need another episode or two, which is weird, because there's only 5 episodes, but yeah, I'm playing that middle ground where I'm like, I need a couple more episodes to decide if I'm really sold or not, because I was pretty fully vested in the first half, and this half, I can see things that I would like and things that I'm not so partial to. But Ryan Murphy, you're right, he was smart. He kept it very current, yeah, very modern, what people like, especially his main demographic being females. I mean, it's true. Like, the main demographic is females.
No, it is. For, yeah.
I mean, probably, what, 80%, then probably another 15% gay dudes that, like, see man ass, and then, like, 5% dudes that just can't get enough horror. That's, like, that's my guess of, like, the demographic.
And I think that would be very correct because, you know, Eric hates it. He cannot. Every season I'm like, come on, babe, just sit down and watch it, like, you know, it'll be great. And he gets like 10 minutes into it. He's like, I can't with this. He also doesn't, he's not a like in your face horror guy either. He doesn't like it. So I think that's where it's like, you know, hard for him because it is a lot of like suspenseful, like shocking things. And he doesn't like that. So I think, and a lot of dudes, I don't think, enjoy that as well. It's that loss of control that they don't particularly care for. You know, that they're, you know, I think it all makes sense. But I think there's so much of a story in it, and they throw in that suspensefulness. And then there's, like, kind of a love story in there, too, sometimes. And that's the lady. That's the lady part. That's the lady part that ladies are like, yeah. I could still, it's still horror, but it has a story, so it's okay.
And man ass. Let's not discredit the man ass. But, you know, another thing is, and I hate to say it's 2016, but men still don't. A lot of dudes just don't like seeing, like, if we see, like, a dude kiss another dude, alright, fine. But, like, there are times when Ryan Murphy goes out of his way to, like, do the gay thing, and a lot of straight guys still are not comfortable with that. And that hits a, you know, that's an instant off-putting thing for a lot of dudes, where I don't think it's as off-putting for females. That's how I read into it.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I don't think, for Eric, that's not the case, because he is a pretty progressive dude, and his, you know, his thoughts on gay marriage, or why can't they just be as miserable as we are? So sure, they could get married. But I think, you know, I think most people are pretty progressive when it comes to that, as more things have happened. But I love when they change one of the characters into being a gay character for the season, or a gay, like, Evan Peters played, you know, the Mott dude, and he was gay. So I thought, I was like, yes, he hadn't played a gay dude yet. So I was so excited.
I think, of all the gay dudes of Liz last season, and Michael Chiklis, that one all caught me off guard in Freak Show. Like, I just, that one was kind of surprising. So, you know, it's going to be in every season. It's going to be.
It is going to be in every season, which is great. But, I can't get enough of it. I love to see who they're going to... I don't know. I think it's so interesting to me because, you know, you read a lot in the paper about, or you kind of know, like, what people's orientations are in real life to see, like, yeah, who they're going to play. I think it's just, you know, an asset to their, you know, their repertoire, really, to play such a diverse character from themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. Actors, the best of the best, always seek a specific challenge.
Sure.
A challenging role that puts them in an odd place. So, yeah, for a lot of straight dudes, that really would be playing a gay dude. It just is. And, you know, there's a whole psychology with horror. And people don't really, probably don't put as much thought into it as I have because it's what I do. But if you think about it, like, out of any cult, any genre of film, the most liberating one for women is horror.
Yeah.
Dudes don't survive. Girls always survive. Like, you take away Evil Dead, every horror film that you can pretty much think of, there's at least one female survivor if there's a survivor.
Right.
Where guys are almost always dead. No matter how dumb it is, that's how it is. That's what horror is. Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, it's just been like this for years and years and years and years.
That the ladies are left, you're saying? That the ladies...
It's almost like girl power type shit because find a way.
No. But it's like, okay. So it's like, the dumb girls get it in the beginning, always. They're always the first to go, and then the dudes go, and then it's that, like, fast-thinking, like, smart chick who's left, and that, yeah. I think that it's so interesting. I always think of, my favorite fake horror genre are the Scream, but it's, I can't think of it. It's with, like, Marlon Wayans and like it's with, not Marlon Wayans,
but it's with the Wayans. Scary Movie.
Yeah, Scary Movie. So, my favorite one is when Carmen Electra is playing that girl in the beginning that takes the phone call on Scream. So she's like, they're like, "What do you wear?" I think that's so. But that's what it is. It's like the dumb girl in the beginning. But that's the way it is in the real movie, though. It's the dumb girl in the beginning who gets it. So
it is. Yeah. It is. And
that cracks me up.
Like, I always have, I've had this conversation a lot. It's like, alright, so people, the cliches, people have sex in a horror film, they are going to die having sex. It's always like some gruesome manner, and I always argue, it's like, alright, well, they got the best death because at least they were in the midst or just finished. Whereas, you know, 75 to 80% of the other people are just running away in sheer terror, having just done something incredibly dumb. I mean, if you're on Go Out, like, if you're not eating chicken wings or pizza or something, I mean, sex is, you know, it makes sense. Like, yeah. I don't know. I think that's smart. And, you got the cliche of druggies, you know, they get killed, all that stuff. But
yeah, well, it's people who let their guard down. So, of course, it's going to be people who are engaged in intimate relationships at that time. Because they're... In the movies in particular, they're always in, like, a car, or they're in a bathroom, or they're in, like, somewhere that their guards are down, and they're not thinking about it, and they're leaving themselves exposed. So, always, 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 always.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, there's a lot of stuff that I think about. Like, I thought about this last week, like, how many different females have I heard cry throughout the years? Because there's always crying in horror, and I'm like, holy shit, I've probably heard thousands of different females cry, which most people wouldn't ever think of, but I mean, you think about it, you hear tons of crying in horror, and I'm like, holy shit, I've heard so much.
I have to say, with the horror stuff, because I am accustomed to, well, I've watched seasons and seasons and seasons of, you know, American Horror Story, where are we, season 6, but also, I don't particularly like horror movies. I like the older horror movies. I like, I never liked Jason, I never liked Halloween. I liked Freddy Krueger because it was funny. I love Shaun of the Dead, like, probably my favorite horror movie. Love Shaun of the Dead. But was it? Oh, nice.
I just got this Freddy Krueger action figure like Friday, so.
So
I just
cute.
It's like old G.I. Joe, only it's Freddy fucking Krueger, and it's awesome.
I love it. They do that with all that stuff. Like, they, you know, I think it's such a... Being a villain is almost as cool as being, you know, the hero. You know what I mean? Like, it's
That's
just
how you get in your
cool.
Fame.
Yeah. But I was saying, like, watching horror movies and watching... When Sarah Paulson's character and Evan Peters' character were in the hot tub, I assumed... Every time one of them was in the hot tub, I assumed that someone was going to die in the hot tub because, one, they're exposed... Two, they're doing the nasty, so someone's gonna get it. That's always. So every time they're in the hot tub, I was like, oh man, one of them's gonna die. One of them's gonna die right now. Someone's gonna die right now.
So I mean, we did get a death. Well, we got two deaths. We got like George the crew guy. I can't remember his name. I think it was George, but it could have been. It was some everyman dude.
Yeah, the I can't think of what they're called on a set, though. But, yeah. Like, the union guys, yeah.
And then we got the... What we're perceived to believe is the Rory / Evan Peters death. Do you think that's going... Do you think he's actually dead? No. Or do you think there's more to it?
So, you missed the chick, too, although it's not confirmed whether she's dead
or not.
Oh,
Diana.
Diana, who... Did we figure out who that was? I thought...
I looked her up. It was nobody that I recognized.
I think it was the article that you had sent me on... It said... One of the author of the article, or the, you know, the journalist of the article said that she was going to be in American Horror Story. A couple episodes, and it was secret, and I have the script, and, you know, just being a secret is... you know, as cool as you are, you know what I mean? But I thought that was her because she was a no name, like I'd never seen it before ever. And then,
No, I looked her up and it was nobody that I recognized off the top of my head.
No.
And I have it pulled up here. Her name is Shannon Lucio. And she has done stuff. Done Longmire, Roots, Rosewood.
Yeah.
She does a lot of TV, like, one-off episodes. But she was in 5 episodes of True Blood, so...
Is that that show on HBO? The one? The Western?
Yeah, it's... True Blood? No, that's like a vampire...
Was that... Oh, that was a vampire thing. Shows how much I know, because I had no idea.
It's like for girls that are older that... stopped liking Twilight, but still want their vampire romance stuff. I think that's what the gist of it is. There's Vampire Diaries too, and I don't know. I'm kind of like just speaking off of my basic assumptions, and probably there's women like listening to this, and they're like, "You're a fucking idiot. I will never trust you again." But that's my assumption.
I don't know, because I didn't watch it. I wasn't a... Not that I wasn't a fan, I don't know why. I just didn't get into it. And, I mean, we're the people that have... We always have the movie channels and stuff, so... I don't know. I should... It was, like, a big deal, though. Like... I don't know.
It was, yeah. I don't know. At some point, I may check it out if someone can give me a rhyme or reason to. But
no.
Otherwise, I have probably about... 25 to 50 other shows that interest me far more, I suppose.
So I don't think he's dead. Getting back to that. Sorry. Getting back to the main event. I don't think he's dead.
I think it
was a fake death. I think it was fake because it looked wicked fake. It looked really fake. And when they usually kill people on American Horror Story, it looks real. You know, not that I've ever seen anyone get killed, nor do I want to, but, you know, it's not as acting-ish. Like, he was like, he made, like, a ton of noise, and, like...
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though, and I don't know if I even mentioned this to you or not.
Mm-hmm.
They have two different actresses playing the nurses. So is that indicative of it being fake or real? Because if it was fake, shouldn't they have just used the actresses that they already used? Or did they intentionally do it to make the audience believe that it was legit?
I think they're trying to make... They're trying to... I don't know. See, they're trying... Okay, so there's the show within the show within the show, which is like, who... Then how many people are we talking about here? Okay. So there's like the real nurses in the house. We'll call them whore A, whore B, right? And then there's...
Yeah, let's just call them whores. All right.
Well, that's what the butcher called them. Oh, wait. Yeah. Is that the actresses or whore A, whore B? Because the butcher called them...
Well, only one is an evil whore. I don't remember which one it was. Miranda, maybe?
The tall one? I don't know their names. They were meh. And then there's these two super dirty... Did you see them? They were so dirty! They were dirty and, like, meh. So they came and, like... They were quick, like, and then, like...
Like, I had to watch it...
Did you watch it again?
Really slow motion to get... pictures, and because I was like, did we see their face? Because when you watch it real time, you catch a very brief glimpse.
Right.
Slowed down, you can see it a little bit better. And then I was like, fuck, I'm going to IMDb. And their names are Miranda and Bridget. So
the nurses. Right. But it wasn't, you'd never seen their name. It wasn't the same actresses, right?
They were totally different actresses, which I found quite interesting. I assume that it's kind of like just to get a rise out of the people in the house. And he also wanted to do an audition, so maybe that bought him some time
so he could go to the audition and come back. And then his wife, oh God, can we save that accent for later? Can we talk about it a little bit? So the wife, now... She's not going to want to leave the show and be like, peace out. Like, my husband just died. This dude just died. And
that's the question. It depends on how she reacts come next episode to see if she's in on it. Like, there's so many. There's layers within layers here.
Oh.
It's interesting.
I know you said, do you have any questions before we start? But I did have a question. How much shade did the original. Oh, God, how much shade did the one character give to the other character? Like, I can't even remember their names right now. The blondes. How much shade did the one blonde throw the other blonde when she was like, what do you mean, at our age? Like,
oh, my God, bitch. Yes. When 29, my pussy, something, I'm just like, or, which, I don't know. She said something that was
something
vulgar, and
vagina,
I'm just like.
Yeah.
Holy shit, they just kind of went there. Yeah.
Shelby. Bitch, I'm calling you old. I'm calling you old. You're supposed to be playing me and I'm old, so I'm calling you old. Like, just get over yourself. Like, I can't. Sorry, I know you had questions, but I was like, I just had to talk about that for a second. Please, no, I can't.
Audrey's an interesting, because I have to keep looking up what her name is. It's
I have no idea.
Tensdale.
It's the blonde chick. That's...
Yeah. So you had Audrey and you had the real Shelby. And
right.
The real life Shelby's a fucking whack job.
She's a nut.
Neat. I like her in that role of being a fucking nut job.
She's
really.
Cray. And then they became, from this documentary, they became celebrities.
Right.
And the actors and actresses playing their parts were like no-name actors. Who blew up because of this show. So, and I told you, like, I talked about this in our last podcast, but that form is like, no one knows that. No one knows. So this is like, without a doubt, like, not ever going to happen. This will never, ever, ever happen because...
This is the wonder of using Skype right now. There is something ridiculous going on screen. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Sorry for all the door closes. So, Oh, Jesus, I lost my whole train of thought. I can't drink Tito's vodka and Skype and then have him interrupt me because I lose my train of thought. What I was just saying?
You were talking about how actors being successful.
Oh, yeah, so, okay, so I need you just to take a moment, well, maybe after the month is over, although it kind of goes with your horror thing. You need to look up on Sci-Fi. It's called Paranormal Witness, okay? You need to, or My Ghost Story. You can find both of them floating on the internet. You can probably find bits and pieces on YouTube, but that's what that whole first part was more My Ghost Story than Paranormal Witness, because Paranormal Witness takes it a little crazier, but it's like no-names, like no-name actors, no-name actresses, and the people, I mean, they did buy a house and like it, something crazy happened, but there is no way that show would blow up the way that they have done it in American Horror Story. No way. Like,
right.
Like no one's ever heard of it. No one's ever, you know what I mean? So it's interesting to me to see it. So I'm like, you know, I sit back and I kind of like laugh to myself like, oh yeah, they're really reaching on this one because it's like, nope, not going to happen. Nope.
Well, I mean, come on. They beat Sunday Night Football. They beat Empire. They beat Walking Dead.
They sure did, didn't they?
I'm sitting there thinking, once I heard Sarah Paulson come out with the British accent, I'm like,
oh, Jesus.
They're really doing a nod to Walking Dead this time because the main Rick in Walking Dead is British as well.
And so Maggie is Australian.
Maggie. I don't know if you remember the governor. He was
Australia. He was British as well.
Yep.
I was trying to think of any of the other ones. No, I don't think so.
And then pretty much everybody in Game of Thrones is not American.
Not, except for
Peter.
Yep.
So, it's interesting how, I don't know, I like how they did it. It made me laugh.
Her accent? I can't even. Oh, what are you surprised by my accent? Oh.
She's playing it so over the top. She's having fun with it, which I like.
No, I love it. I love it. I don't think... Well, obviously, Evan Peters had the accent when he played Mott as this dude, the dude that played Mott. So the dude that played the dude that played the dude. But... Have they had accents? No. Not really.
Bates the Butcher did.
Bates the Butcher did. I mean, in previous seasons, though, like, I mean, they had Southern drawls last season, and...
I would say probably, like, for Coven, there was probably some Bayou type. Bassett definitely had the...
Oh, yeah, Jamaica. Collins. Yeah.
But... Hotel, there wasn't much. Murder House, there wasn't much.
Asylum, though, was a ton, but that's because everyone thought everyone's crazy, so.
Right.
Oh, yeah, so, and Jessica Lange in Circus Head,
German.
Yeah, she's German. Yep. But her accent is so. I'm like, are you. Yep, that's really. Even, it's funny to me that Evan Peters playing Mott. His accent was so ridiculous, but it was more believable.
It really was, yeah. they're being funny about it, which I, like, that's...
Sure.
They're having fun with it.
No, I love it. I hate to pick any of it apart, but it's like, it's just... Yeah. I think it's so good that you're like, when things are like, you know, not... as good, you're like, no, come on, you could do better. You could do better.
I think, at least for this episode, and probably this whole half of the season, I think this is going to be more tongue-in-cheek than anything. I feel, because we know the setup. We know how this is... Mm-hmm. Eventually, it's going to come down to one person, which is something I want to touch on later.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Cheyenne Jackson... is really nailing the Sydney character. Like, he's complete douchebag character, and he's doing great with it. I haven't been a fan up to this point, and he's doing that. That's a great role.
I really do feel like it's a good role. And when we had talked about this before, like, he doesn't have to be spectacular for this half of the season, because it's just going to be that's not the main attraction. But really, he's adding to that storyline by being such a shiesty, you know, dude.
And it finally, I think I mentioned to you before, I'd been trying to figure out why he was getting credited as a voice when he was the guy asking the questions.
He was the guy asking the questions, yep.
And I was like, Jesus, how did I miss that?
Almost every episode, not for like the first couple episodes, but the third episode, I noticed he was pulling more. And that's when really, this character started for him. When he was like, when they were like, turn off the cameras, and he was like, no, I'm not going to turn off the cameras. That's when this character, he needed it. And then he bought the house from them, and then pulled them back to the house, and they went. Like, what? Like, what is that? He bought this house for them. They needed to have the house, so whatever they paid for the house, what, maybe 50,000, because it was whatever. So he bought it for like 25,000 or less. He might have bought it for like 5 just to get them, you know, here, take 5, whatever. How did he get them back? What kind of money did he get for them to come back?
It's interesting, because shouldn't the house have actually gone for more expensive, because you know there's rich people with weird curiosities that would pay money for a haunted house.
But when they got done with the documentary, that's when he bought it. And that's when he already started.
He's smart.
So probably before the documentary hit the air and it got all popular, he bought the house. Like, let me help you. I bet this was the line. Like, obviously, this is pure, like, ridiculousness, because obviously this never happened in life. But, like, hey. Oh my God, I'm so sorry for what happened to you guys. I'm so sorry. Like, let me help you out of this house. So he's been plotting it since the third episode. He's been plotting to do this whole story. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. His character had been plotting to do this whole story. Like, to be a fly on the wall when they come up with this stuff, just to be like, oh my God, it's so crazy.
So you asked, like, how much money could have been involved for the real life people to come back, and I sit there and I think, okay, well, Lee has a rhyme and reason, because she wants to prove she's innocent. Shelby's coming back because she wants to hook up with Matt. What the fuck purpose? Where is the incentive for Matt? That's the only thing I don't
Lee
see an incentive.
Maybe Lee was like, I won't go back without you. You need to do this with me. Do you know what I mean? Like, you called me here the first time. Like, you do this for me now. You know what I mean? There's no...
That or else he just wanted to punch Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, like, sure. That was the... So then Cuba Gooding Jr. is, like, not that dude at all. He's not that famous. He's not the douchebag famous dude. Like, he's known for being a good dude, like, in Hollywood. Like, that's what he's known for. He's known for being a good dude. So for him to play that role, like, to steal someone's chick and to be a club goer and, like, a crazy, like, you know, whatever. And how about the other... How about, oh, goodness. How about the one who, Angela Bassett, how about she became an alcoholic to identify with Lee because she took her craft so serious? Like,
well, Bassett directed that episode, and Bassett.
So fantastic!
I think, aside from Evan Peters, I think in the very little bit of time that Monet had, I think she stole the fucking episode because everything she did was making me laugh. Ooh. Like, I loved the hair that she had going on. I liked the little sit-down with her and the real Lee.
Right, like you made me this. Like, yeah. What? And did you not know that encounter was going to happen, that Lee was going to be like, listen, I know where you're going. Like, I know where you are right now. I've been there. You know, let me help you. You knew that was going to happen because Lee is, she's clean. She's been clean probably since the episodes, probably since, you know what I mean? Or since, you know, the end of
since the, they
yeah, since they left the house, she's been clean. So, I really feel like, you know, that was cool of her to be like, hey, but you knew that was going to happen, that she would, like, try to help her, this woman that became an alcoholic, to play her on a... when you're an actor or an actress, like, just in general, those roles, you know, in those shows, like, I bet, you know, it's pretty hard to get, you know, it's still like an audition process or whatever, and that might be your big break, but I've never seen anyone, like, famous in any of those. It's all, like, no names, like, starting out, so they could pay them, like, no cash, and, you know what I mean, just,
It's something to add to the resume, a little bit to put some food on the table.
Sure.
You know, like, think about, probably something that you never really watched, but, like, I mean, Twilight Zone, but that's going way back. But something like Tales from the Crypt, which was in the late 80s, early 90s, there's probably 50 to 100 big names that were in that show.
And they started out that way, yeah.
Yeah, there was, like, Steve Buscemi was a nobody in this one episode.
Stop,
I was like, holy shit. It was great. It was right before he did Reservoir Dogs.
Oh my god, I'll have to look it up. I thought Reservoir Dogs was his first... he's such a fantastic human being, by the way. Just fantastic. But I thought that was his first role was Reservoir Dogs. And for that to be your first role, like, holy shit. Like, really? You're in a Tarantino movie? Like...
Oh, Tim Roth. He also did an early episode.
Oh, my God. I love that show back in the day.
I never put it together, but, like, his episode was something that I loved as a kid. It's actually called Easel Killia, and he was a painter with an easel.
Stop it.
And, it's fun to see, like, all these people that I'm like, holy shit, that, like, just to know, like, how they weren't famous at all.
No.
Brad Pitt. Young-ass Brad Pitt was in an episode that didn't get hardly any airtime. It was a shitty episode.
Oh, my God.
But young Brad Pitt.
Love him. So, that's hysterical. Hysterical.
Do you think we're going to see, like, anything from fake or real Flora? I'm going to guess they don't have the rights to real Flora. I don't think they could probably drag her into it, but fake Flora, maybe.
Okay, which one was Flora? Give me a second. Let me Google, because my mind is... I'm thinking...
The daughter.
Oh my god, the little girl. No, we won't see her again. Absolutely not. I don't think we'll see her at all. No.
No.
No, and I don't think we'll see any of the other characters that we saw already. They're not bringing more people to the house. They're not...
It's going to be more like, quote-unquote, spirits, or real spirits. I mean, whichever way.
Whatever. Whoever. But we're not going to see... We're not going to see Gaga anymore. That's not going to happen. We're not going to see, the butcher's son anymore, who played him.
Wes Bentley.
Yeah.
Who I just saw in a great, well, I say great. He was in a horror movie, and I'll have to send you a picture of him. He looked awesome because he had his normal hair, and then they, like, dated out, like, 10, 15 years, and he had, like, a very close buzz cut.
Uh-huh.
He looked really badass with that hairstyle. It was, like, from 2015. I'll send you the picture. He looked awesome. Yeah, I don't think we're going to see Wes. And that's a shame because he's growing on me.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like him early on. I only knew him from American Beauty. And now, like, American Horror Story has really kind of resurrected his career.
I think I like him a lot only because he was, he played the devil in Ghost Rider. He played the devil's son in Ghost Rider. I love him. I think he's, like, the creepiest dude. Well, he was creepy in that movie. Of course, to be the devil, you have to be creepy, like, of course. But it was such a... I liked it. I liked him in it. I love that movie, as horrible as it is. But I really, really liked it. So, when he was gonna... What did he play first? He was
Edward Mordrake.
Oh, my God, yep.
In Freak Show. He had that two-episode...
And his speaking voice is so, like, I don't know. It's, like, mesmerizing. Like, you listen to it, and you're like, wow. Like, it's just, it's very calm. It's very, like, you know, hypnotic, almost. No, he won't be in it again. He won't see Flora. You might see the real ghost of the little girl of Priscilla, or was it Priscilla?
It was Priscilla.
The rock, the one that got hit in the head with the rock, but we won't see her care. They're not going to bring, I think, out of the... We're seeing all we're going to see from the first season that we actually saw. But we'll see whoever played Pighead. You know, we're going to see Pighead, and I don't know if they'll probably use the same Pighead.
Pighead has been the same all six episodes, because there's no need to change, because we haven't seen... Yeah, there's no need to change him yet.
Whoever he is, do we know who's playing him yet?
Yeah, I do. It's a nobody.
Stop it!
Yep, complete nobody that I've never... I can tell you right now, because I have this open just because I knew it would come into play.
Sure.
His name is Marty Matullis.
Let me see. Marty
Matullis. M-A-R-T-I.
Oh, it's already on here, like 700 times. Was he...
No, you know, I want to say, did I send you the article that says, I think it was Murphy, confirmed that Lady Gaga's witch character was the original Supreme?
Yes, you sent me that.
That was pretty exciting. I gotta give thanks to Kelly, because Kelly sent that to me. Basically, anytime I get an article, usually it's sent from her, and then I spread it out to other people.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Because I mean, there was that. I sent you the one about Finn, right, being the most fucked up character yet.
Was he? Oh, he's going to be.
Yeah, he's supposed to have like the most fucked up character, and then Thais is coming back, which I'm totally pumped.
But who is she going to play?
I don't know. But here's a question. If we do get to see the Butcher again, not Kathy Bates as the Butcher, but the quote-unquote real Butcher, do you think it's going to be somebody that we know, like a Jessica Lange, or maybe like a Mare Winningham, who was the maid in Hotel? Or is it going to... Like, I'm trying to think, like, who else... Could it be like
so
Jessica Lange almost seems
think,
perfect?
Oh, right. So Jessica Lange as the Butcher, and then you were saying the Mare Winningham, the maid lady, as the witch.
You could do so many different things. Like you could do it so many ways, because I mean they're quote unquote ghosts, so they don't have to be skinny, fat, tall, short.
No.
Like none of that shit matters.
No, and I wonder if they. I don't know.
I think it comes down to who can do the accents, really.
Without sounding ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just interested to see I'm still interested to see who's gonna... So the maid, or the nurses are not the real ghosts. Like, whoever they have come in, and they're no-name whoever, so... But then...
We know we're getting Finn, we know we're getting... Yeah, it's Finn Whitrock, I believe. It is Thaisa Farmiga, sister of Vera. And I still think we're getting Lang. I'm trying to think of, like, who else could... Like, there's so many people from the past that we still haven't seen that could technically...
I don't think we're going to see Lang. I don't. As much as I'd like to say, I think she's really done.
Why would she be on the cover of that magazine, though? That's the only thing that...
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't catch it.
I'll send it. I think it's like Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was part of the original interview that Ryan Murphy spilled the beans on a couple of things, which was cool.
Right.
And she was she was in one of the photos. So, I think it was the cover photo, so...
But I think because people know her from American...
Yeah, she's linked to it.
She's linked to it, but I don't know if she's going to... Like, maybe she wants to come back, and she's playing, like, this role this season, and then she'll come back. She just needed a break or whatever.
Or she could have just, like, a one-off appearance. I mean, that's entirely possible.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a favor type thing. Because Ryan Murphy has stated that he's brought back... He planned ahead to bring back a lot of people from the past. He got everybody scheduled just right. So... it'd be nice to see somebody from season one. We haven't had many people from season one. Like, I'd love to see McDermott or Zachary Quinto. Her name's Jamie Brewster, and Jessica Lange's granddaughter, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
I'd love to see some of them.
When was the last time we saw Zachary Quinto?
Season 2.
That was it?
Yeah, he hasn't showed up since.
He's so weird. I really enjoy him, though.
I'm a big fan to the point where he did some shitty thing like on NBC called The Slap. It was like this mini-series. Oh, it was terrible, but I still watch it for him.
Of course. I'm trying to think. Sorry. I'm trying to think. It would be nice to see him back. And I can see him as... Who's Finn going to... Is Finn going to be the Butcher's son?
He's going to be the most fucked up character that they've ever had in American Horror Story. That's what's being said. So, I don't even know if we know of this character, if it, like...
Who would
it be? I don't even know where...
But when they have, like, the flashbacks or whatever, who was it? Who would it be?
We don't know. I'm thinking it could be something to do with the witch.
Or the Polk family.
Or it could be with the Polk family. I mean, somebody had to kill the witch, right? We don't know anything about who killed the witch.
Oh, maybe.
It could be something like that. It could be, like, The Shining. Maybe, like, the witch got him to kill his whole family. There could be some really fucked up things that happen here. So, I don't know. To speculate, it's just kind of like, there's been
sure,
no clue.
Yeah.
It's like, my imagination runs wild. And I
can't believe he's going to play a more fucked up role than Dandy, who was so fucked up.
Dandy was... He was a surprise... You know, I think back, like, I always forget, Neil Patrick Harris was in, like, the last half of that. I'd like to see him back.
Oh, yeah. And I thought he was... And Matt Bomer still needs... I thought he was going to be in the season as well.
I bet he could be Ambrose.
Oh, maybe he is Ambrose.
That would make some sense. Because I would think he's coming back. I still want John Carroll Lynch. I mean, John Carroll Lynch and Danny Houston... For guys that watch it, I think those are the two guys that males mm-hmm. want to see back, because a lot of dudes really got into Axeman. And, I mean, Axeman was one of the best, and Twisty was one of the best for male characters.
Oh, I know. I can't even... Twisty, I can't. Twisty's character still makes me so unbelievably sad. It's just so sad to me that... Yeah, it was so unbelievably sad to me. Only because he was like a broken child who became a broken adult and the whole thing. I think that has a lot to do with, like, I don't know, just it's that still eats me up. I still think about that sometimes. And it's like not even a real character. Damn you, American Horror Story. Damn you.
I still am mad that they ended his story. Like, they killed him off way too early in that season. Like, he needed about 2 to 3 more episodes, in my opinion.
But he needed to be... He was exactly where he needed to be, though. He needed to not be alive, because he was so, you know, fucked. But he was going on to... That character collected nothing but the best. Like, really, right. Like, awful people, but, like... Or not even awful people. He just collected people who... Oh, performed that night or whatever? Like, I can't remember...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
His night, whoever, on Halloween, that's what it was. Whoever performed on, because they tied it into Halloween. Ooh, I wonder how they'll do Halloween.
That's this week, because next week will be November, so this week is the Halloween episode, and they always deliver on Halloween.
They do.
And you know what, I just had an idea. If they bring back, there's really no rhyme or reason, damn it. I was going to say, if they brought back Thomason's husband, John Carroll Lynch would be good for that role.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, at some point they got to fucking tell us about Priscilla's parentage. And if he is involved, it'd be cool. Like,
I know.
I need to know who Priscilla's parents are. Like, that's still bothering me.
I don't know if you're going to.
I don't either. Like, that's going to be a thing, though, that's going to terribly piss me off if I don't find out.
We'll just keep speculating, I think.
That I don't know why, like, I'm so attached to figuring out that character. Who do you think is going to be, like, who do you speculate could be the survivor? Like, I'm not asking for just, like, one person, like,
no, it's going to be a group. Sense, it's going to be a group of people. It's not just going to be, you know, it's going to be like two or three, but it'll be a mix of the real and the fake, the real people and the actor people. So
only one survivor, though.
What?
They told you that. In one of the clips, it says there's only one survivor. So there's only one person.
No, stop it. Oh,
they're probably
going to
have like a dandy
it.
Type. Yeah, there's going to be a killing spree at some point. So, there's only one.
I totally missed it. I totally... When you kept saying Lone Survivor, and I was like, what are you talking about? Like, what... This isn't, like, Big Brother. Like, no one's winning a prize. Like, what are you talking about? Oh, it's just going to be one.
They kind of showed it. It was written across the screen as in black and white.
Oh, so because of...
That changes everything for you.
Oh, it does. Now I have to think about it. It'll be
for me,
Lee.
That's why everybody keeps... No. A lot of people think it's going to be Lee. And Lee is cool if only... It needs to be proven that she killed Mason, or else I'm going to be mad too, because I've been running with this theory for far too long. And although I'm wrong on a lot of theories, I really want this theory to be right, that Lee killed Mason. Whether it was with help, without help, under trance, not a trance, I don't give a fuck. I want Lee to have killed Mason. And I like the fact that Bert Mason showed up.
Oh, yeah. And Bert and Mason looked right into the camera, too, so...
Yeah. See, I want Sydney to be the last one. I think Sid... Because then Sydney could make a show about it, or maybe he's so traumatized that he ends up in a fucking mental ward from it. I don't know, but they could do something because it's all his fault for bringing everybody back, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But most people think that he's going to die.
No, he's going to die. No, absolutely. He's going to do something stupid and die. He's going to be like, go film whatever, and they're going to come kill him.
I could see Dominic or Paulson dying in one of the next two episodes.
Paulson, no. Paulson's there to the end. She doesn't die early.
She's had so much screen time, though.
No, but she won't. She'll be the last man standing because she won't die early. When she ever died early? In what episode has she ever died early? Horrifically disfigured, yes.
She's lasted till the end. Did she last till the end at Creepshow? Or Creepshow? Goddamn, Freakshow.
I say Creepshow. Like I say the circus. I say Cirque du Soleil. I say a bunch of stuff. Half of her.
right.
Half of her made it.
Yeah, she'll last because, I mean, she is one of Murphy's favorites.
And I can't. Obviously. It'll be her and Cuba Gooding Jr. Because I don't. Well, maybe no. They like to. It's either her or Angela Bassett.
But wouldn't you kill off, like, the... I don't know. To me, I don't want them to kill off real-life Matt Shelby and Lee. I'd rather see them last towards the end so they can have their last hurrah, for instance.
You just froze for, like, a good half a second. Like,
oh, that's awesome. what I would say is that I don't want the actors to... I want the actors to die more so than the real-life counterparts. I want the real-life counterparts to experience the horror all over again.
Oh, God! You're horrible. That's awful.
You have no idea. That's what... I really like twisted things. I can't help it. But, I mean, to me, if you're doing horror...
Sure.
Which, you know, that's what I want. I want something as dark and twisted as humanly possible that you can actually put on TV. Let's face it, there are far, far worse things that can never be aired on TV.
Well, that is true. I think it'll be... Well, yeah, maybe it'll be Matt, because he made it out the first time. Shelby is expendable. Like, she's just...
I could see her sacrificing herself for Matt.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's so much, and we got 4 episodes to go. Do you think we're probably going to get at least 1 death per episode leading up to the finale?
Right.
Or do you think they're going to go quiet for an episode or 2? Halloween episode, they should not be quiet. There should be some death.
There's going to be a lot of death on Halloween. I think we're going to see, and then there'll only be 3 more episodes, right?
Correct. This is a short-ass season.
So... Excuse me, so there'll be 3 more episodes after this one, or 2 more episodes after this one?
This is going to be chapter 7, so there's going to be 3 more after this week.
I think... Yeah, we'll see a lot of death. I don't know if we'll see any... I think it'll be... Why would people stay, though? If people are dying off, like, why would you stay?
Must be part of the contract, route you and get the money type thing. Because, I mean, the actors are there just for the money. And then the real-life people, though, there's no rhyme or reason, but... You know, you could see another scenario where they try to leave via car. Car won't start. Typical cliche. Run through the woods. Get killed that way. There's all kinds of, you know.
Like, how is What's-Her-Face going to handle her husband dying or whatever?
That remains to be seen. Obviously, she's going to, either way, she's going to be devastated. Whether she's acting devastated or really devastated.
Right.
We don't know. Evan Peters breaking up the fight and searching for the assailant was the highlight for me, I have to say. I don't know why, but his mannerisms when he was searching for these assailants was like,
ha!
Scooby-Doo.
That's all he kept doing, like, ha! 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 Like, he opened up the door. Ha! He opened up another door. Ha! Like, what?
Yeah,
like, you're
so
gonna die, dude.
Funny.
Like, you're dead. You're dead. Like, you knew that they were gonna jump out of the closet and stab him in the face. You knew that was gonna happen. They didn't jump out of the closet. But as soon as you shut the door, or really quick, they were like, and that was it.
Yeah, yeah. The one character we haven't really talked about,
sure.
That's probably the character I really want to go on with a bang on here, is, Kathy Bates, Agnes. Like, that whole thing's fucked up and cool.
It's so cool.
I like it.
I think... Well, I don't know. I sat there and thought to myself, like, is she related to them? Like, for real? Do you know what I mean? Like, is her actor character... I don't know what her name...
Like a descendant?
Is she a descendant of them? Is that why she's, like, lost her shit? And needs to be there. Why she needs to be there. But then Sydney's hoping that she'll just go there anyway. Because he's a cray. He's nuts. He likes to watch the world burn.
You know, it was so pleasing in some weird way to see her just act like a normal, happy, bubbly person.
Oh.
And then to see the switch go off.
I know.
And I haven't heard the name Annie Wilkes brought up this much in like 2 fucking decades. But it's great to bring back Misery, man. Like, that was one of the all-time
greats. I said, holy shit, that's Annie Wilkes. Holy shit. I haven't seen a lot of her other... I probably have, and I can't think of it. But nothing's been like, oh, well, Fried Green Tomatoes. But, like, nah, that's not a thing. But I was trying to
think... Did you ever see Dolores Claiborne?
I didn't. Is that...
You know what? Here's the thing. Dolores Claiborne will always be, like, Misery 2 in some people's mind, but... In a weird way, I think Dolores Claiborne's actually a better story than Misery. Maybe not as strong acting, but I think it's a better story, but it always felt like the redheaded stepchild.
Sure, yeah. I had not seen it, and that was what I was wondering, if Dolores Claiborne was more this character. But that's what... The cotton tootin'! Except this lady curses and, like... says crazy stuff, but that's what Annie Wilkes, like, the cotton tootin' dada! What is it?
Yeah.
What does she say? Oh my god, now I'm gonna have to watch it. But it was like...
That's a shame.
When, yeah, she... because she doesn't, like, curse. So she says some crazy, like, non-curse words to, like, you know, how could you, the cotton, too, and whatever? Like, yeah, that's her. Like, just unhinged. Like, whoop! Like, so she was crazy before, or, like, her descendants' blood in her body made her go crazy? There's the question.
You know, I was trying to figure out who all the people... They showed, like, three females auditioning. I was so wrong on... I had, like, guessed on who all three were, and none of them were famous. I was so disappointed in myself. I thought they were actually famous people, like, auditioning. I was very wrong.
Like, no names. Again, no names. I thought the one was a dude. I'm like, what is that?
The Amazon?
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah. Chaz Bono was in this episode, which is awesome.
He married them, which is so cool. I love that. That makes me happy.
I enjoy seeing Chaz again, and I don't know. With Agnes, I'm really curious. Obviously, she's gonna return to the house.
Sure,
she's got to. I don't know, like, I was wondering about the ring of the baby pigs that were dead, or whatever that was. Like, I don't know, I wish there had been, like, something from previous episodes that would indicate, like, who that may have been from. Because it could have been Pokes, it could have been Butcher, it could have been any number of people just trying to fuck with
people. Yeah, but I don't think it was Agnes.
No, I don't think it was Agnes. I'm just... Hopefully we find out who.
How many were there? Do we know? Were there six?
I don't... No, I think there was
seven?
More than that.
Excuse me.
I can actually... I think there was, like, probably closer to 10. It would be nice if there was one for each
person,
though.
But then, okay, there's not an even... Oh, there is an even number of people, is there? No.
Well, not with Evan gone, no.
No, there's an even number of people. And there's a counterpart for each person. Like, the, you know, like, their actor and the real person.
Right. I'm looking up the picture.
Ew.
Because I have everything.
So gross.
Okay, there it is. Circle of Death, I called it. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... 8. So it's almost a diamond shape. But there was only 6 cast members in the house. So, I don't know. Did you feel that they missed an opportunity to include the number 6 more? I mean, this was season 6, episode 6. Come on. Like, they advertised the hell out of the number 6 in all the teasers, and now you have... I don't know. I felt they missed the boat there. Somehow.
They could have done more with 666. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they're most likely not going to get to season 16. That's kind of like another
number. I heard. I hope so. I hope so.
They could in the way that it's an anthology, so you know you don't have to reuse the same people year in year out. It's always a fresh story. But how many horror stories are they really going to be able to concoct? Because there's only so much. I mean, granted, yes, there are thousands of horror movies, but they all fall into certain genres, and they combine so many subgenres in each season that they either have to, like, revisit, or, like, they're going to run out of ideas.
So I think in this particular, you know, it's Stephen King, so was it The Mist and then the one that you had said that they based it off of, and Blair Witch, and now Big Brother, and then the like documentary Supernatural shows before this. So, like, that's like 4 different things. But yeah, Blair Witch, it's coming. It's coming. The whole camera tipping over, and you're going to see people running. You're seeing it. You're going to see it.
It's going to happen. And see, the thing is, I love Blair Witch. Like, I saw that movie in the theater 3 times, and it's one of 2 movies I've done that with. And it's all because... have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
okay, like, at the very end, when they go into the house, there's, like, this wall with all those handprints on the wall. I thought that was just such a fascinating set piece that I went and saw the movie two other times after I saw it the first time.
Just to see it, yeah.
And the second time, this girl starts crying at the very end. Like, she's leaving the theater in tears, like, scared. I'm like, wow. Like, we're not talking about a 10-year-old. We're talking about, like, probably 17, 18, 19. Like, I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, you should know your limits if this stuff's really going to upset you that badly.
So, Eric and I saw it together because, you know, why not? So, we saw it together. And so, we get to the end of the movie, and Eric is so upset, he just screams out, "What the fuck?" Like, "What the fuck?" Like, he's so aggravated that he sat through this movie, and it was so shitty. It was just, like, a non-issue. Like, we're like, we just, no, that's not a thing we just did. And the movie theater was so packed. You know how you're, like, in the movie theater, and you're, like, hoping, like, people leave, like, a seat, you know, like, a nice seat, like, a buffer, because who wants to sit next to...
Oh, the buffer's important.
Who wants to sit next to some rando in the movie theater, and there was no open spaces. They're like, please move down, and you're like, the worst, and you're like, but I need a spot for my coat and all of my snacks I snuck in. Like, what am I supposed to do?
I never go, I avoid movie theaters on the weekends. I try to go, like, on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Like, during, yeah.
I don't like people as it is, so I have, that's my antisocial movie theater viewing habits. And I'll tell you, the movie I walked out angriest from was The Sixth Sense, which a lot of people universally hailed as one of the greatest horror movies of all time, and I'm sitting there,
it's
like...
It's not a horror movie. It's definitely not.
In the theater, while we're watching it, I whispered over to my buddy, I'm like, all right, so he sees dead people. Like, this is, like, early on in the movie. Yeah. We had this shit all figured out, and we're waiting for the twist. And then that was the twist, and I was just like, fuck. You know, like, you don't want to figure out the twist sometimes. And we didn't even know that was the twist. And then that was the twist.
Yeah, so stupid. Yeah, ridiculously stupid.
With that being said, we should probably wrap this up. We're a little more than an hour now. So, hopefully we can do this again next week if you have time.
Sure, absolutely. This was fun. I always enjoy this. Hopefully I answered your questions.
Yeah. I don't even know what questions I ever ask anymore. It's just more stream of thought type shit.
Sure.
Whatever.
Conversation. All right. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so with that being said, I'm just going to tell people to check out 9deuce.com, all the podcasts, all the blogs, everything, blah, 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 American Horror Story, Walking Dead, wrestling, horror movies, everything that you really want or don't want. It's there.
iTunes, don't forget the iTunes.
Oh, yes, and we are on iTunes, so you can just search for Are You Not Kentertained, and you can find all the newest podcast and all the old ones, even the ones where it sounds like my voice is in a box.
Oh my god,
some of the old stuff is not so good.
Hysterical.
All right, we're gonna wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back next week, hopefully.
Okay.